Perhaps it's the memory of staring at your phone for that special someone to call that very first time. Or maybe it's the daily trips to the mailbox looking for a college acceptance letter. Or what about the humiliation of standing in line during gym class as teams are chosen for basketball? We all know the heartache of rejection, as well as the jubilation of being chosen. But have they come to you in equal doses? Or has your life been more defined by exclusion than acceptance? Well, this meditation from Matthew chapter 5 will help you discover, perhaps for the first time, that you are accepted. And really, more than acceptance, you are in fact divinely chosen by God, chosen to be His ambassador, His representative. You are chosen to be His very light shining into the world. So to begin, whether at the light of dawn or dusk, allow your eyes to begin to softly close as you take these next 15 minutes of meditation to accept being chosen. With your eyes now closed, notice your pulse slowing, your breathing becoming more relaxed as you begin to encounter the truth of God choosing you. Center on Him in this place of acceptance, this time of approval, and this present moment of you being the representative light of God, Spirit and Son. Continue by responding to this passage from Philippians chapter 2. As I lead us, respond simply with the sacred word, light. Don't be jealous or proud, but be humble and consider others more important than yourselves, so you may be God's light. Care about them as much as you care about yourselves, so you may be God's light. Think the same way that Christ Jesus thinks, and then become His light. Now simply continue to breathe, pause, and reflect on being the chosen light of God, being selected from all of creation to light the world around you with His light. Just for a few moments, softly whisper the sacred word, light. Being chosen by God means being destined for everlasting, all-satisfying praise of the infinitely beautiful God of light. But do you believe that? Imagine all of the ways God could share who He is with His creation. He certainly doesn't need human intervention, but He chose to. And He chose you for that task. Pause and ponder that. What are your emotions as you reflect on that truth? Pride? Humility? Insufficiency? What are your thoughts? Don't feel guilt or shame over these emotions, but rather allow your mind to center back on the joy of being God's chosen light into the world now. Just center on His light. See it lighting the world around you. Is it bright white light or soothing and warm? Is it shimmering or sparkling? See it now in your mind's eye. As you center on His divine light, center too on your breathing. With each deep, full belly breath, imagine the light growing brighter and stronger, His light shining from within you with each breath that you take. The light around you may wax and wane between bright and dim. Please don't judge yourself for that. The light is God's, not yours. Simply allow your thoughts to drift easily now from light to shadow, to light again, from darkness to the shining light of God. Continue as you bask in the light of God shining through His Word, seeing His light in this, the first of three scripture readings. Listen carefully to this letter written by the Apostle Matthew from his experience listening to Jesus give His Sermon on the Mount. So savor each word for you from Matthew through the Holy Spirit from Matthew chapter 5 verse 14 from the New International Reader's Version. To you, my dear friend, as you recently heard from Jesus on the Mount, you are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. How did His words feel? How did the words affect you? Listen once more from Holy Scripture. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill can't be hidden. Rest here for a minute, basking in the light of God shining into the world around you, a light emanating from you. Pause and ponder your faith in letting God shine His light through you, letting your faith shine out for all to see. Allow this second expanded divine reading from the New American Standard Bible to be a prayer, a humble prayer, to be the instrument of God's glory as He shines His light into the world. Dear Lord God, such humbling words that I am Your light to the world. Like a city situated on a hill cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and puts it under a basket, but rather on a lampstand, and it gives light for all who are in the house. In the same way, let Your light shine from within me and before others, so that they may give You praise and honor and glory. I pray this to You, and in the name of Your precious Son, amen. For the next minute, let these words of Jesus become yours now, in a simple time of private prayer, a secret prayer, really, as you humble yourself to be God's light into a dark world. Listen to this wider passage now a third time, and less for words and more for how you experience it from the Amplified Version. You are the light of Christ to the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden, nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. What did you encounter in this passage? How did the Holy Spirit move you? Ponder that now. While resting in imaginative contemplation, stay present in this passage, listening to Jesus. It's now moved from late afternoon to early evening. Jesus stands as a silhouette against the shining sun, setting into the Sea of Galilee behind him. You squint, watching him as the shadows grow longer now. Sitting in the cool grass of the hillside, your eyes drift to the city of Capernaum, far up the northwestern shore. You see lanterns begin to glow from inside tiny homes far away. Stars beginning to shine above you now, too. The moon's shine casting a shadow, even as the sunshine fades. You are surrounded by shadows and light. Take this minute as a time of contemplation to reflect once more on his words, "You, my chosen, are the light of the world. A town built on a hill can't be hidden." Let this be your contemplation. Stay here for a while longer, shining his light into the world around you. How bright does God's light shine from within you? And is there someone in your life sitting in their own darkness that needs to be lit by his light? How can you shine the light of God into the midst of their shadowy darkness? Ponder that. And when you're ready, whether at dawn or dusk, watch with great expectation for moments to make your world a bit brighter with the shining light of God. Don't hide your light. Don't keep it under a clay pot. Place it on a lampstand so that all can see and give him glory. For it will be then and there that you will truly encounter the presence of God. Let me pray this closing benediction over you to remember to let your good deeds shine for all to see, so that everyone will praise your Heavenly Father. May the light of God grant you to brighten your world for His glory, in accord with Christ Jesus, in whose name I pray. Amen.